the Gentleman's Review.
Ooh. Hello!
Hi.
Yes, it's the Gentleman's Review.
Hello.
Is it?
Yes, number 98.
Off. Good thing already, 98.
That's a 9 and an 8.
90. Bingo.
Oh.
Binge ho. I don't know what that means.
So,
no one knows what it means. That's the magic of it.
Well, a big hello from me. Back after missing two, I can only barely remember how to do this sitting around and talking bollocks thing.
Well, it's not that difficult. It's a little bit like riding a dike.
Aww. Aww.
I'm not talking about lesbian here. I'm
like a big seawall.
Yeah, seawall.
Right.
Sort of straddling the seawall and jumping up and down, going wee, giddy up, dike, giddy up.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You'll make holes in it, and then someone will have to stick bits of themselves in it.
Yeah.
That's always the way. Always the way with
your dike.
Yeah. Yeah, he does that.
He does?
Yeah.
Well,
friend of the Dutch, Tony Blair.
Yep.
I feel rather good being back.
Yeah.
It's nice to have you, sir.
Yeah.
Nice to have you back.
Full of enthusiasm and goodwill. So what
well,
have,
you can carry this one, then.
Mm-hmm. What have all
I'm
you
having a nap.
Biscuit-thieving cunts been doing then this last week?
We've been eating lots of delicious French biscuits.
I have to say, they were some
week.
Of the best damn biscuits I have ever eaten.
They were.
I'd probably have flung myself in front of a bus if I'd missed out on those biscuits. They were so damn good.
We did save you some, actually, but they were only chocolate fingers, and I thought, well, you can get those over here, so I just ate them.
Yeah.
And that's me being up in Scotland brought you back some Tunnock's caramel logs. One of the best confections available in Scotland.
Where are they then?
Yeah. Well, I ate them. But
there you go.
I've got some more in order that are on their way down tomorrow. So
it's your own foot. If you'd have only missed one, you'd have had the second layer.
Yeah.
But no. Because I thought you were for some reason giving the caramel logs to Andy, and then we're gonna be reviewing the French ones this week. But that wasn't the case. So we
didn't do it right. So it's your own fault.
You know, if you all go off shaking your ankles.
Because I assumed.
Dangling your bells, whatever.
And you know what they say? I don't assume, do assume.
I do not.
Yes.
Wave hankies.
Yes, that is what they say.
Do not.
Can we get this straight? I may technically now be a Morris dancer.
Yeah.
Which for years I've been able to deny, but I'm not a fucking wanky aggler.
Morris dancing wanker.
Wanks babies.
I do proper rugged, manly northern Morris dancing, none of your soft southern shite.
That's why you dance on punch sheep.
Yeah.
Punch sheep in the face.
We wear scary shoes.
Hop and skip. Hop and skip.
Yeah.
Put my microphone condom on.
Yeah.
There we go.
Is it better now?
It is, yeah.
It's a bit loose. It looks like you're rattling around.
It is, yeah. It's
barely touching the sides.
I'm quite enjoying it. It's kind of going gradually flaccid as I'm talking.
Yeah, it is.
Which is like most of my sexual
encounters. Is that not the
trough
cutting off the circulation, though?
No, it's pushing it all to the end.
Oh, right, okay.
That's good. It's visual comedy at its best from where I'm sitting here.
There's a little tear coming out the end of it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's crying.
Yeah.
Is there nothing? Can you not yank on the long red thing to make it pop back up?
Oh, I could try, but frankly, at my age,
it's difficult to do. slouch with it.
Yeah.
And you can do it, you
just
finish it off on the floor.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on a real sort of relaxed radio show. Coming up next, some quiet music. And a pizza.
Oh, have you got pizzas?
Excellent.
Yeah.
No.
Cool.
Oh, fuck you. I'm going now.
But whatever happened to Whispering Bob Fossil?
He's still doing it. He's still on.
Is he still on?
Sort of late nighty stuff.
He's still on, upsetting me.
Yeah, Lisa can't stick him.
And now some more music.
I hate his voice.
I like him. He's good.
I hate his voice.
Aww.
I used to listen to the radio when I was at college late at night, and on a Sunday night, it was Gary Davis, and it was all right, actually.
Ooh, Gary Davis,
on the radio. Yeah. And he was all right on his late night spot, because he'd play, like, loads of cool shit. And then I'd go to sleep, because he was on until one, and then I'd wake up, because Whispering Bob would start whispering at me really loud, and I'd go, ah! And he'd freak me out. I didn't like Whispering Bob.
I want your vagina.
Exactly, he's like a little sort of perv. Like he's looking in through the keyhole.
Maybe that's what I like about him.
You've got something in common.
There's sort of kinship.
Yeah.
Some prog rock now, and my fingers right up here.
So what have you been doing there?
Well, we've...
I asked the question. You've not been polite enough to tell me yet.
biscuits.
Yeah, apart from eating biscuits, I know you've been doing that, you nasty bastard.
Everything else just pales into insignificance compared to the biscuits.
Because they were so awesome. Yeah.
I've been designing a new...
Did we say how good the biscuits were?
Yeah, they were delicious.
They were really good.
No, I can't remember. Were they good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were really good. Splendid.
They were lovely.
How big is that fucking box? You couldn't have left me one.
We did. We left you one. And we then, left you a whole lair for 2 weeks.
You didn't rock up, so we ate it.
You know, it's that's the rule. You know, the 2 week rule for biscuits.
Exactly.
Yeah, and when was this rule written into the constitution?
About a month ago.
It's just basic politeness.
Yeah, roughly 4 weeks ago when I wasn't here.
Vix has gone to the decency of sending us biscuits. The least we can do is eat them before they go stale.
So go off, yeah.
Yeah, those tins, they're terrible, aren't they? They just leak air.
It's all the hamsters that I keep in the tins, you see, to keep them fresh.
Yeah, well, it's their fur absorbs the water out of the air. And then you take them out and wring them out into the sink.
Put them back
and
in.
Then put them back in.
Yeah. In fact, that's what I've been doing this week. I've been designing a new computer game.
Oh, yeah, what is it?
For the Xbox other platforms are available.
Yeah.
It's called Washing Up.
Excellent.
Right, yeah, go on.
What you do, the first scene, you invite a load of people around to a dinner party.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then you sort of play your way through the dinner party, making small talk.
Yep.
You know, talking about the weather, throwing a bit of casual racism in there.
Oh yeah. Just basic dinner party stuff.
And then you've got to get your guests out within a certain length of time.
Right.
Before they boil you, so you want to kill them.
Yep.
And then you have to do the washing up.
Right.
And that's where it gets difficult because you've got to collect 17 forks. Uh-huh. Which are being spread around the house by your lazy dinner guests. So you've got to find them. And your house is the size of Buckingham Palace. And you've got to fight your way through various rooms of zombies who happen to be there. And,
what about corgis?
No corgis.
Okay. Zombie corgis?
Yeah, zombie corgis. We've got some of those. And and eventually you reach the kitchens where you start doing the washing up. What happens? The hot water tank blows up. And then you've got to go off and find a part for it.
That's annoying.
And then all the plumbers are closed, of course, because it's Halloween Eve.
Yes.
Well, I suppose if it's the night, because you've just got rid of your guests, no plumbers are going to come out.
So so you've got to go around the house and find bits of the part that you need.
Yeah.
In cupboards and wardrobes and under sleeping spouses. So there you go. That's a new game. I won't tell you how it ends. Don't want to spoil everything.
Nah. Best not. That sounds very, very original.
Yeah.
And So when you're actually doing the washing up bit, does that work with your Kinect on the Xbox so you can just sort of mime the washing up and it's...
That's quite clever.
Yeah.
But you do need a living room that is about the size of an Olympic swimming pool.
Yeah.
Or
you've got to have room to move.
Yeah.
You've got to make quite overt movements for it to pick them up. So, yeah. Oh, that sounds really good.
So that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, fair enough. What about you guys?
Not much, really.
God, I thought that was a colossal clear the throat in order for something massive.
No, that was something small and has got in my throat and given me tickles. Hang on. I'm going to have some lovely, lovely coffee to stop me coughing.
I've been making biscuits.
Hey!
So I've been making.
Oh, yeah, that was the other biscuits that I've been eating that you're not getting any, Tom.
Biscuit lady. She makes the biscuits and she's a lady.
I am too, yeah.
She's not a man.
Yes, you've done some crazy salty biscuits, didn't you?
I had some crazy salty pine nut biscuits.
Salty nuts.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But you've eaten them, you say?
Well, some of them.
There's some left at home.
Oh, that's better. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, we didn't eat them all, but we didn't bring you some anyway.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we can't rely on you coming, Tom. You might be shaking your hanky somewhere.
Yeah, and they'd get chipped in the car just to bring them all the way over and all the way back if you decided not to rock up again.
Torment Dilly being in the car with a box of biscuits that you couldn't eat.
Bastards.
Poor Dilly. Look at him. He's upset at the thought of it.
Exactly.
Bastard. He's dead.
Don't call my dog that.
It's all right.
No, I wasn't talking about the dog. I was just generally bluesing the three of you. Got nothing against the dog.
What you been up to then?
Mainly just walking around my hometown with the inhabitants, sort of
with your bells
stripped
on.
Bare due to the hot weather.
Ah,
trying to suppress vomiting.
Yeah.
As I gaze at their puckered doughy flesh.
Yeah. I can see it now. It's
It's not nice.
It's like the giant marshmallow man.
Yeah. Ooh. But we're off to a party after this.
Woo. We are.
We're
going to my mum's house.
Okay. Yes, it's very nearly Mr. Wilfenden's 40th birthday.
Yeah. Yeah.
So as soon as we finish recording, we're all going to go for barbecue and booze.
Yeah.
So,
hey.
So ta-ra from us.
Yeah. Yeah, see ya. Yeah, bye.
Fuck you guys. Woo. Bye.
The sunshine's out. Yeah. Sunshine's out.
Because we're all such typical sun worshippers, aren't we? Us lot, we're bastards for a bit of sunbathing.
Well, you did say that, and I noticed that the sun disappeared behind clouds. Yeah. And seemed to be moving in.
It can feel my wrath.
Yeah, no, 25 degrees outside, I'm still wearing a jacket.
Nah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's, I don't know, it seems to have suddenly leaped from being shitty and horrible to being slightly too hot and horribly sweaty. We've had no sort of gentle run-in this year.
Mm. Yeah, they were saying that in the cricket. They're playing down at Lourdes, it was like Arctic weather.
Mm.
And then 5 days later, it's sweltering down in Trent Bridge. So, my phone, happy days.
My phone is going insane because Dotes, who people know from the internet movie.
Or the world.
That is Twitter.
Yeah.
Has himself instigated some sort of fight. So,
Oh, is he?
So, that's good.
So I'm just seeing a lot of abuse coming on zooming in towards my phone. So, yes.
Nice.
Get over there right now.
Yay. Yeah, because he loves followers. So.
Yeah, yeah. Just follow Dotes 69.
Yeah.
Is it 69? It probably will be.
I think so. Let's have it. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Get on that there Twitter and look him up.
Yeah.
with your eyes. Ice lemons. I asked a question today on Twitter.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Did you?
I did.
Did you really?
It was a fine question.
I
asked people because of somebody in this room going old.
Yeah.
I asked them who their favourite old person was.
Okay.
So you were just angling for love, weren't you?
Oh yeah, definitely. And yeah. There is another person in this room who is going 40 this year as well. But
fuck you.
But who's been far more demure about it and quite right. Me, yeah. I'm going, oh, 40, everybody give me presents and money and touch me on the willy. Well, not the
well, that's
one.
Every day for you, really, isn't it? Though?
You didn't give ask me that.
I don't think you're his ideal winkle touch partner.
Oh, that'll be one. Yeah.
I think it's admirable that you're treating it this way.
Winkle touches. The
youngest human in the room salutes you.
Yeah.
So I asked people who their favourite old person was. And H2O Sarah says Betty White, of course, from The Golden Girls.
Oh, yeah. She's it.
Yeah. She was in an episode of Community a couple of years back and was awesome.
I think she's in her 90s now.
Oh,
bloody hell.
Yeah.
Blimey.
Well, there you go. She's not done bad then. She's outlasted. Have all the other three died now?
I think so.
Yeah.
Have they?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I couldn't swear on, was it Rue McClacklin?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she did.
Yeah, well,
she did.
They're all dead.
They're all dead, yeah.
Wow.
They're well dead.
Mm.
They're super dead. Hong Kong Fui dead.
Is he dead then? I suppose he's a dog, he probably would be by now.
Yeah, they don't live long.
No, that's a shame.
Or in my head, he's waffly versatile for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's sort of... Yeah,
it sort of fits.
Fooey's waffly versatile.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works. That works for me.
Yeah.
I want to be in your head.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, it's, take yourself out of his ear now, Tom. Nicola Wallhouse says her favourite old person is Michael Legg.
William Tennant. Oh, he knew you were angling. He said definitely Martin Wolfenden.
Oh, yes. Give me the love.
Utter fucking creep.
Yeah.
At least he was first in with it, though, so yeah, that gets him points.
Yeah. Louise Buckley says Doc Cotton. I don't know whether she means the character or the actress. Yeah.
Well, June Brown is a ledge.
Yeah, you can put stuff on her.
Yeah. double meanings.
Oh, yeah. Double meanings. I did actually reply to Louise saying, cheers, my favourite person is you. To which she said, die of swine flu, pig face. It's a fair comment.
Yeah. Aww, that's nice.
Snappy and to the point.
There's a lady who knows when you're blowing smoke up her arse.
I can say that, yes.
Who's next?
It's probably you if we're carrying on around in the circle.
This one's from Dr. Matthew Sweet. He says Carla Lemler, and she's 102.
Not bad going.
Wow. Of course,
Carla Lemler is the niece of Carl Lemler, who founded Universal Studios. Also an actress herself. She stopped acting in 1936, but restarted again in 2001, when she sort of retired again for a few years, and then in the last few years she's made four films.
Have you been on Wikipedia again?
Yes, I have.
Wow.
I thought it was either going to be that or IMDb anyway.
It's an obsession with facts that you've come up with.
Yeah. That's very educational.
Are you going to give us a rundown of everyone that we read out?
Yeah.
No.
You better do.
When did June Brown start acting, Martin? Just off the top of your head.
Yeah. Oh, 1953. Yeah. I had to do that because I needed to know how to pronounce Lemler.
Fair enough.
So I had to go and do a bit of research on it.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, it's a good one. Good thing that one fell to you then, because I wouldn't have been entirely sure how to pronounce it. So we've got one here from Katie Story.
Hello, Katie Story.
My favourite old person. It's S.J.K. Salisbury, the old man from Up.
Which really confused me, because if you click on that link, that is not an old man from Up.
let's have. I think
she's just trying to plug her friend.
Well.
Yeah, that's a bit.
I find that very strange.
I don't really.
What?
Oh, well, there we go.
Next, please.
Next, please. Mikey UKHC.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Says Gary Oldman. I think he's the only old person I have ever heard of, apart from Mike Oldfield, who is a field, not a person.
Good man.
Hey.
Although it's a little disturbing that Gary Oldman is known as an old person in any way. To me, he's still playing Sid Vicious.
Exactly.
I've got to read this one exactly as it's put down here. Richard Mosley says, Joan Collins, a woman who was lucky enough to grow with the plastics industry. Now, I just assume we've talked about plastic surgery there, but given the material scientist that he is, perhaps he's just saying how lucky she has to have lived her life concurrent with the petrochemical age.
Oh, maybe, I suppose. You know, it's a golden age to have grown up in.
I do particularly love the Joan Collins Snickers advert at the moment.
Just don't put tea bags on her tits.
No.
She's still
Why? What happens if you do that?
I think she melts, doesn't it?
I can't quite pinpoint the
tits.
The point at which I stopped secretly wanting to source Joan Collins.
Secretly?
I was watching her in a thing the other day. She had a really blurry face. It was Star Trek, I think.
We were watching her in that episode. Yeah. Yeah, it was every time she was on, it was all fuzzy.
All the women were
Vaseline
back then.
on the lens.
You cut from a perfectly good shot of Kirk,
and
then you go, blur! Kirk. Blur! Kirk. Blur!
It's very odd.
Well, was actually, surely she was still young then.
She was, all the women, they seem light really well and put a little bit of Vaseline on the lens to make it more glamorous.
Even ones that are perfectly nice anyway, they still seem to do it.
If you're having trouble visualising that, and I don't suppose you would, but if you are a young person who's never seen that effect done, think back to, I think it was Little Britain whenever the bloke saw the gran. That's a sort of effect.
get some Vaseline, or if you haven't got that, just some sun cream or something, and smear it over the front of your eyeballs.
Yep, that's it.
Yep,
that'll do it.
Yep.
Or sandpaper it. Sandpaper your corneas until they're slightly matte, that should give you the desired soft focus effect.
Or if you've got a grandparent with cataracts, cut the top of the heads off, hollow them out, and then look through their eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But wear them like a pair of goggles.
The effect on the old woman in Little Britain was the first series. And sandpapering your eyes would be quite painful, which would be more like the third series.
Yeah, that's quite right. Yes,
yeah.
Yes. It was never as good when it left the radio.
No,
it wasn't. No, we used to listen to it when it was brilliant.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, isn't it your turn?
I think it is.
Why? He's not got the idea of this going around.
No,
I'm missing Tom. There's a sort of blank. when he's saying his bit. And it,
I think it's because he's wearing a white shirt, because he's quite pale and wearing a white shirt in front of the white blending. Banisters. He's just sort of,
that's it, so.
Yeah, your face sort of matches in with the carpet and then the shirt with the banisters. You're very, you are the chameleon of podcasting.
Wow. Yeah, Becca stinks.
Poo.
Actually,
I thought that was Dill, but...
Yeah, I'm going to say, as I read her name, Dill did a massive fart and he wafted her towards us. Sorry, Becca.
He's like the multimedia podcast dog.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
She looks so pretty in this picture. She says, Brian Blessed! She loves his big, booming voice and he swears like a trooper. Which is always a bonus when it comes to old folk from down the road, you know. Lives in the woods down there.
Right.
Yeah, he was visiting the woods to have a little look round, and Caniston, the wood elf, sort of said, oh, come into the woods, come and live here. And he's built a shack out of trees.
And bones.
And shouts.
Yeah.
And he lives in the shouty tree shack now.
Oh, yeah. I don't like Caniston the wood elf. He always throws stones at the little thrushes.
He's a swine. He's a swine. I'm really depressed now.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway, let's carry on.
Next, please.
Yes. One here from Mighty Blackout. That Yoda. He's a belligerent old smart ass, but he means well. Don't get him started on immigrants, though.
Oh, God, yeah.
He's terrible, that Yoda, for that.
Come over here, they do and take our jobs.
Crepmeister.
I'm doing exactly that.
Yeah.
Shall we always think of the same stuff.
Oh, bless. So, I'll carry on.
Go on.
Crepmeister.
Crepmeister.
He's having a geek four-way with Shatner, Nimoy, T'Kai, and Stewart. Rest of the good ones, too young to be old.
Oh, that's fantastic. I misread that one first read it as a Greek four-way.
Blimey.
I'm thinking, none of those people are Greek.
Andy Febbs says the Queen.
Oh.
She's quite old.
He confirms the current one rather than just...
Oh, right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair too.
No, he was such a monarchist.
There's an extra bit from Crepmeister here.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, and Roald Dahl. I know he's dead, but I don't care.
Well, that's not very nice. I care very much he's dead.
Yeah.
I think it's really sad when that happened.
Exactly.
Well, I hope you die soon.
Yeah. So there you go.
I don't hope you die soon. I do apologise.
I'll do another cut simply because I'm probably going to end up with more than you lot now.
Okay. Give it to me. Give it.
Colonel Hitch.
Hey, Kel.
I say it's Christopher Lee.
Ooh.
Who incidentally turns 90 tomorrow.
God.
Wow.
Just think, Martin, you could have another half a century ahead of you.
That'd be great.
Wow.
Failing for half a century.
Yeah.
Desperately trying to get Lecky money together. Yeah. And pot noodles and try to do that trick at Asda to get the money out of the cash back thing.
God, that's depressing, isn't it?
It doesn't work. I don't think it works anymore, but you go along to Asda and you'll buy something for 50p. You've got to have at least £1 in your account.
Yeah.
And buy something like for 50p then you put in that you want £10 cash back. And because the system holds on to that transaction and then pushes it at night... it will just give you the £10 cash back and you walk out dancing.
Good. A mate of mine always used to do a similar thing with groceries from the petrol station, because once you put petrol in the car, obviously you can't give it back. So it guarantees that a petrol thing will go through even if you haven't got the money. So he'd then get like all his sort of fags and food and stuff from the shop that he needed as well, knowing that it wouldn't turn him down because he'd got petrol.
So it leaves off ginsters and fags.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's a lovely world. Oh, my knee's gone. Ow.
Where?
There it is!
Who's next?
Still you are the top. Like the last two or three times.
I'm sure I was talking about something else back then.
Fucking hell.
This is age.
Don't read your own one out.
Don't. Shut it. Dote 69, of course, the lovely dotes who we were talking about earlier.
Hey.
He says, me, obviously referring to himself, I'm an old bastard.
What, referring to himself?
Yeah, so yeah. Don't you
don't
just
understand.
I don't get it.
Well, because it could sound like I was referring to myself, you see. There you go. Didn't want to confuse anybody.
I'm confused.
He says, don't you fucking love me? Yes, we do, actually.
Yeah.
Of course we do.
I'm rather fond of dotes.
Aww.
Not in that way.
Yeah. So, Crispy Bongo.
Crispy Bongo!
His favourite old person is Colonel Crabtree Smythe. Hey. He's had my balls out laughing all week.
Yes, well, yes, do go over and listen to the Colonel's radio show podcast. It's very, very funny.
Howie T.
Yay.
Says, you.
What, all of us? Or?
I'm not sure.
Well, I think she just means the gentleman for you. We're
possibly
quite old in podcast
terms. We are nearly 100.
Yeah.
Maybe she does mean all of us.
We've been going a long time, you know.
Yeah.
We have. We've outlasted a lot of others, haven't we?
Yeah, Collins and Herring. They started around the same time, isn't it? They've gone.
Howley always also says Rolf Harris. He's ace.
Well, he is. It's true.
I suppose...
carry on.
I suppose it's what they say about things burning twice as brightly for half as long, which is explains why we've been going on for so long.
Because
burning
in like fire.
Yes, our longevity is born from mediocrity.
Good guy.
Are you implying that your favourite old person is Bruce?
Bruce a boner.
Yeah.
Sorry, how many characters are tweets? Because you still managed to interrupt me halfway through.
You never even started.
Yeah. Come on. Jump to
it. Howley said Rolf Harris.
Yes.
He also said, and obviously Dickie Attenborough. And then pointed out that we're all older than her as well.
Everyone's
well,
older than her.
She can fuck right off.
That too.
Howley's a baby.
Yeah. Don't worry, you'll be dead in a few years too, like the rest of us. And frankly, if people dig up this podcast,
anyway.
People dig up this podcast like archaeologists with tiny tools.
Yep.
They dig up this podcast and then they listen to it and they go, look, they're all talking about being old and they're all dead now.
Yeah.
Ooh, irony.
Mr. Michael Legg says, my next door neighbour, Richard, he's in his 70s and he built a house by himself.
God, that is good going.
What do you want to do that for?
That's my winner so far.
Okay.
I'd love to be able to build a house by myself.
That'd be quite cool, wouldn't it?
I would like to build a giant house. I mean, something the size of a stately home by myself.
Yeah.
And then just as I finish it, just as I put the last slate on the roof, die.
I thought you were going to say, just to put the last slate on the roof, have it all fall down.
Like a big domino.
Yeah.
Actually, that probably would happen if I was building a house.
Yeah. And then you'd just be up there on a massive ladder, just holding this last tile in midair.
Yeah. What would your ladder be balancing against?
It'd be a big sort of A-shaped ladder.
Yeah.
Big step
but
ladder.
Just,
yeah.
Like wobbling in the breeze.
That's okay.
But yeah, I was thinking if you died, then everybody would remember you for the rest of... Because they would go, that's that house that bloke built. And when it finished it died immediately.
Mm.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, you know, if you're not intended to live in it, that'd be fine.
No, that's it. I'm going to be buried in it. I don't want them to.
All right.
I want them to put me in the dining room and then fill it with concrete.
Okay.
Nice. Have we got any more?
Yes, there are more.
I got more.
I'm sure there's more.
None that answered the question.
Have they not?
It was just chat after that.
Oh, yeah, it's just arguments then.
Chatting
Fair enough.
It's a made-up name then. Says, my favourite old person is stereotypical rice seller Uncle Ben. I wouldn't leave him with an infant, though.
Okay.
Maugzilla. Says Emperor Palpatine.
Yeah.
He acted like a dick when the cameras were rolling, but I bet you he bought great presents.
Probably quite right. Yeah.
It's a made-up name, says my other favourite old person is the stereotypical 1950s Werther's original granddad. I wouldn't leave him with an infant, though.
An infant? Just...
I'm going to stick me where there's original up the baby. It won't remember. It won't bother it for the rest of its life. It's just a baby.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a valid point, though. I mean, should child abuse be illegal for things that are too young to remember?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Or too drunk.
Yeah.
So I was listening to the radio yesterday, and on Jeremy Vine, there was these three blokes that had helped put the craze away. And on national...
popped them back in the cupboard.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, yeah. And on national radio, two of them were happy to tell you that they'd been raped by Ronnie Cray.
Blimey.
And it just seemed a bit, yeah. Okay then, too much information. But thanks for that.
Oh, dear. Oh,
yeah. And really, you know, that'd probably give them quite a lot of kudos around the East End of London.
Yeah. Seemingly so.
I was watching a documentary the other night about the craze done by Fred Dynage.
Oh, yeah.
Following on from his book that he wrote. Oh, so I'm explaining why he'd written the book and why they'd chosen him, because apparently he was a reporter and he'd done a piece on one of their friends.
they really thought he was, you know, a top notch journalist. he was the man to tell their story.
Wow.
But apparently, while he was doing this book, it would occasionally a car would just pull up next to him on the street and go, "I'm going to treat him right," and then walk drive off again. Oh, what is it, Dill?
What's the matter, Pupkin?
What's the matter, you?
Is it because Martin didn't get your pink blanket out?
No. He's just perturbed. Lest I don't read out the final tweet.
Yeah, get on with it.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm doing it now. No, Neil P. 55. Says me. I am very old, if I remember correctly. And I also like Barry Cryer. He's a great old man.
Yeah. Oh, of course, Barry Cryer.
I knew you were going to come back in there.
You like Barry Cryer, don't you?
We all like Barry Cryer.
Cat by your feet.
Yeah.
Hey, dick boy. The listeners are going to be taking the headphones off. My ears are hurting. I cannot cure any more Jews. My ears are... Sorry. Mm. Not that our listeners are all
we're very, very popular Nazis. In Wales, aren't we?
Yes, well, yes. Yes. I'm working down the moon in the Wales valleys.
Yeah.
That's how we talk, by the way.
It's like Tom Jones was in the room.
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like it. Anyway,
All right.
Why? My Tom Jones impersonation.
That's very good.
That's everybody's Tom Jones impersonation ever since Rob Brydon pointed out that Tom Jones sounds like he's coughing all the time. So now everybody just goes, why?
straight, I think, from Teenage into Eatage.
Yeah.
Martin has got us some fantastic-y, chucky ice cream sort of imitation Cornetto-y type things.
Yeah, I got them from Asda. They are the Asda own brand Cornetto-y type things.
Yum, yum, yum.
And these are the hazelnuts and chocolate variety.
Can I just break in here?
Yeah.
Are we going to sing the song?
Oh, we really should, don't we?
If we're supposed to be reviewing, I think we should.
Mm.
I think because it's because it's a summary thing, I think we should do it in a slight calypso way.
Oh, right, okay.
Really?
Not in an Italian accent.
Okay.
Oh, well, actually, let's do it. Yes, we can do it. Yeah, so we'll do it in O Sole Mio.
Yeah.
What, ice cream review-o?
Yeah. Go on, then. Hey,
fake Cornetto for a review. There you go.
Yeah. Right, okay.
So anyway, yes.
I was thinking about it. Mm. Well, I have to say, it looks appealing.
Mm. Yeah. Yes, it does. With it's, you know, it looks like your standard waffle cone Cornetto type chocolate and thingy and nuts.
It tastes chocolatey and nutty.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's ticking the boxes at the moment.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And they're doing them currently £4 for £1.
Wow.
That's not bad, is
that's
it?
A bargain.
Yeah.
How can they make money on something this good? Mm-hmm. Four for a quid.
Child labour.
Mm. Yeah, that'll do it.
Mm-hmm. How can four ice creams cost £1 when a punnet of cherries costs £5?
That's ridiculous. Have you been buying them from Wimbledon again?
No, from Asda.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're all made from the same stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Asda want poor people to be unhealthy and die.
Well, if you go down to Sainsbury's, you can get the strawberries for a quid because they've got some up during the week.
Few people know the man in charge of Asda is a big proponent of eugenics.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking in the future, about 10 years hence, There'll be loads of Asda heart clinics springing up. Yeah. Once the health service privatised. That's their plan.
Mm-hmm. Walmart don't answer, don't they? So it's a Walmart heart clinic.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. They can't sell guns over here like they do in America, so they just kill people off with unhealthy, cheap food.
This is quite good because the chocolate that's on the top, I'm still at the top of my ice cream, it actually goes between the little swoops of the ice cream so that it's not just on the top, it's actually quite deep.
Oh, yeah.
I'm quite impressed.
Deep chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
So, can we have scores out of 6, please?
Out of 6?
I think at least 5.25.
Yeah, I'd say 5.5.
4.
Mm. You belligerent twat.
Yeah. I'm just saying it could be better.
What could be better? You want some money with it? You want to be paid to eat it?
I'm going
to
give it a 5 because I do like that. In fact, I enjoy that more than a Cornetto. Because for some reason, Cornettos, the ice cream tends to be a bit more chewy, like it's not made of proper stuff.
Well,
like it's made of jelly.
Yeah, well they put little sort of strands of elastic through it because it's easier to transport.
Yeah, yes,
just makes them less pleasant to eat.
Nom.
An all round good score though, I think.
That's it's not bad, is it?
No.
Sorry, I keep remembering a term towards the microphone. It's not facing me. I'm such a polite person. If I'm speaking to you, I have to be facing you. I'm sort of at the same time facing away from the mic.
I should just move the mic stand.
Yeah. You should have got yourself set up properly in the first place.
I relied on Martin to do it for me. I should know better.
If you spent 20 minutes obsessively fiddling with your microphone before every recording like I did, then you wouldn't have this problem.
Anyway. So Eurovision tonight.
Eurovision.
Yay!
Which has sort of passed me by so far. Yeah. I know your Humperdinck's singing something for us, I think, is he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, am I right in that?
Yeah. Yes, he's singing which I haven't actually heard this.
I've only heard our song once.
I've not heard it at all. Yeah, tonight they've played will it be quite the first time. And they've not played it whilst the test match specials on, have they? So I'm really not going to have listened to it.
No. I did hear it the other day. It was Making Your Mind Up. That was it.
Yeah, that stands a chance.
I think we're in with a good chance for that, yeah.
Especially with Humperdinck.
You what? How old is
how
he?
Old? Will he make it to this evening?
I think he's 80, I think.
It's going on. And it's absolutely the perfect idea. If you've got somebody who's an established act, who's already made the money, get them to do Eurovision because it's not going to harm their career. They've still got a fan base there.
Mm.
And they can still go home and roll in all the cash and it's going to have a minimum impact. They've got a very young singer who goes on there and does a really bad song and then they're just going to be doing the working men's club circuit, aren't they, forever? Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cruise liners.
I mean, the other alternative is to just have brainless people that really don't know what they're doing half the time anyway.
I think we'll get a computer to just generate a song and then have the computer just play it and sing it.
That'd be easier, wouldn't it? In fact, cut out all the middle bit, just have some kind of big computer simulation of what songs the computers in the different countries would have written.
Yeah.
And therefore, which one, analyse the populations of different countries and work out how they would have voted for the songs that the computers would have written if they had actually been allowed to write them. And then just announce the winner based off that.
They could
have it run and then, just announce it on the news the day after.
Yeah, they could literally just press the button within 5 seconds, the entire thing's decided and...
it'd be a lot less arse-ache, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We get the computer sort of randomly simulate us all drinking and watching the telly for the evening just to see what we'd say and do. We could just sit at home and not bother.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
But anyway, we'll try and do the live commentary next year anyway.
Yeah.
We don't want to best not doing it every year anyway. People get bored, won't they?
That's true.
Plus, by the time it starts, we'll be caned. We wouldn't even be able to plug a microphone into something.
If we are watching it, we will tweet tonight. Not that this matters anyway, because you're not going to hear this until tomorrow anyway.
No, they're not listening to this right now.
No. But has Ireland gone for Jedward again?
Yes.
Yes, they have.
Which is a fantastically lazy way you're doing it. There's two pricks who want to be on telly. Saves us voting, just let them do it.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen some of the publicity shots of them with their shirts off?
No.
Oh, dear.
Looking very sort of wafy. Quite pretty, actually.
I thought we're...
Dill.
As soon as you got to the waif bit, I thought, I see where this is going.
You know.
Look,
not just me.
Yeah, because he knows you're a pussy, and whereas you get told off with everyone else. Whereas you're a soft touch.
Let me describe what's happening. Tom's sitting in the chair with his Connetta, and Dilly's leaping all over him like a crazy dog.
Yeah. Mm.
Which is not really a very far stretch for me to go with.
Not a simile there.
Yeah.
I didn't go very far.
He's leaping all over him like an energetic black and white medium-sized dog.
Called Dill. Of the Lurcher breed.
Variety, yeah. Yes.
Oh, how do you paint these powerful mind pictures, Martin?
You know, that's why I should have had a job in radio, really.
Yeah.
And now the moon landing, and there's a man in a suit getting off the thing, and he's landed on the moon.
Maybe you'd be perfect for audio description.
Yeah, that'd
for,
be
like,
good.
Blind people stuff.
I love listening to audio description. It's hilarious.
Mm.
A man punches another man in the face. Because they never put any feeling into it.
Yeah.
So it is always, no matter what, it's exciting. A nuclear bomb explodes. A woman cries.
Do you think that is going to desensitise blind people? If there ever was a nuclear war and someone, you know, blind person was sitting at home and their friend came in and sort of said, oh, a nuclear bomb's exploded in London, and they're just going to go, oh, right, yeah.
My friend cries. A man steps into a room. Yeah. The room is on skates. The skateboard of life.
Now that's getting far too abstract. Now they'd never be that interesting.
That really is a very generous plug of chocolate, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? You know, everyone loves a good old chocolate plug, don't they?
Talking about plugs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, smooth.
That was seamless.
Yeah. I've nearly slid off the sofa with how silky smooth that was.
We've got a few things to plug. So yeah, I'd like to plug Michael Legg's Private Hell, the 3rd of June, the Phoenix Cavernous Square. Yeah, so that's at 3 p.m. And Dab and Tench will be hosting that.
Woo.
Because Michael can't make it because he's in Newcastle. He managed to double book himself for his own gig.
Which
is impressive. Yeah. There'll be Richard Herring,
hey.
Katie Wilkins,
hey.
Tony Law,
hey.
And so watch me and Andy or Dab and Tench looking terrified. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, that'll be
fun. You've never seen two grown men shit themselves on stage. Now is your opportunity.
Yep. Maybe when your fans come, they can like throw toilet rolls at you to clean up afterwards.
Yeah,
believe me, there's nobody's a fan of Dab and Tench. Everybody hates them.
Oh.
Still, you know, stick at it. Look at the crankies.
Yeah.
Also, if you might as well carry on plugging,
do
Edinburgh between the 5th and the 11th of August.
Yes,
6 shows. Dab and Tench, How to Be Us, 7:45, the Amarone.
Yeah. That's good, wouldn't it? So do come along to that. Come to Edinburgh just for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nip up on the train, see that, and then go home.
I'll come to see my one-man show entitled Man Drinking Strong Beer, which will be in the Brewdog Bar in Edinburgh from pretty much midday every day I'm there.
Hey! That'll be great. Well, actually, they do have some spare spots on the Free Fringe if you want to take that and actually do it on the stage.
Hmm. Let me think for a second.
Yeah, do it.
Fuck no.
It'd be like you know, it's a sort of just an odd thing, like the bloke in the gorilla suit reading the paper one from the other year. Just man sits on stage for 45 minutes and drinks strong beer.
And you could be sponsored by Brewdog, who could just supply all the beer.
Yeah,
just...
there you go.
For one, I can't be asked. For two, the main reason I suspect it's probably been done.
Mostly what we're doing has been done.
Yes.
Oh, agree. Maybe next year.
Yeah. Got a bit of prep. A bit of prep. Yeah, prep.
Yeah. I'll do some sort of early previews this time. see how it goes.
That's how I do it, yeah.
Just start sitting at a table with people and see how they react to it.
After your fifth pint, stand up and go and hand a bucket round. If you've enjoyed my drinking this afternoon.
Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
There we go. Actually, that's the first time we've really plugged our own things on this because we.
It is, it makes everybody a change, else really, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Plug every other fuckers. They always big. not the DVD. I've
I don't like Big, the film, much.
No.
Oh, I really liked Big.
I watched it the other day, though, and I've just got Tom Hanks in it.
You're not a big fan of the Hanks.
No.
Yeah. But at least that was Hanks when he knew his level. Exactly. Before he had pretensions to Oscardom.
Yeah, that was Hanks when he did what he did.
Given that he's won an Oscar, does that count as pretensions to Oscardom?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he won.
Or did he have pretensions first?
Yeah, he did.
I'm just not sure if it counts as a pretension, if it's something you've actually done.
I can't believe I'm still smarting after all this time that he got the best actor on for Forrest Gump.
God, was that what he won it for?
Yeah, he got it for his second one.
Yeah, he won it for Philadelphia. First.
Right, that was the one I'd remembered. I've blocked everything to do with Forrest Gump out of my mind.
Yeah. But the same year that Nigel Hawthorne was nominated for Madness of King George, and Hanks got it for Forrest Gump. It still annoys me after all this time.
Yeah, that is something of a fucking disgrace. But
I watched Angels and Demons the other night.
That was a big sack of poo, wasn't it?
God,
yeah.
Even Ewan McGregor hated it that much, he set fire to himself at the end.
Yeah.
I thought if you're in the right frame of mind, it is a very funny film. Presumably if you're not taking it seriously.
Oh, no, I mean, I did find it incredibly entertaining as a National Treasure-style film.
Yeah. I'm sure one reviewer said it's great just to see the sort of really heavily highlighted bits that are obviously going to come in somewhere later on in the plot.
Yeah.
So someone's got a particular skill. Oh, why am I being told that?
Yeah, that's it, yes.
You can fly a helicopter, you say? Oh, okay.
Yes. You look like a villain. Oh.
Yeah.
You should have just given bloody Ewan McGregor... If you've not seen this, it's full of spoilers, but you should have just given Ewan McGregor a big sort of curly moustache.
Yeah.
And a top hat.
Maybe a black cap, yeah.
It was all a bit too obvious. But then again, I've been catching up with films that I've not seen recently. Using the magic of the internet. I saw Dead Snow the other night, which is a fantastic zombie film.
Ah, no, I've had that sitting on the pooter to watch for ages, and I've not got around
it's
to it yet.
Very, very much the Norwegian Shaun of the Dead. It's a sort of...
Is that the one with Nazi zombies?
Yeah.
Mm.
Ah, they're really good Nazi zombies. And it's just... And it made me laugh lots, because I do laugh lots. Of, I do enjoy a good zombie flick.
Yeah.
Yeah, we watched Zombieland recently. That was very good.
Yes.
Good. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, I remember us talking about this on the podcast, the Zombieland on the podcast before, and desperately not trying to give away the guest star. And yeah, and went, oh, so and so
comes. Yeah, Bob and comes on. Yeah.
You want. No.
What else are you seeing then?
I saw District 9.
Oh, I've still got not got. I wanted to see that at the cinema and missed it.
It's fucking
still
fantastic.
Still not got round to it.
And apparently District 10 is coming out in 3 years' time. But
ooh,
yeah, it's...
Blimey. 3 years? Blimey.
Yeah, but it's a South African film. Sci-fi.
And, wow.
For those of you who don't know, because I'm reviewing a film that's about 3 years old, it's essentially aliens come to Earth and they're sort of herded into a refugee camp. And it's essentially... It was very much based on the events of what happened in old South Africa. Under the apartheid regime, and when an entire encampment of people was moved on, this is using aliens instead of people. I saw a film that wasn't as good. It was called The Losers.
All right, appropriately. All right.
It's based on one of those comic book things, and I don't know who any of the people were in it. They were all unknown actors. It's essentially just it was like the A-Team. It was like a bunch of people who were set up for doing something.
Oh, now I'm sure I've seen the trailer for it.
I say it's not very good. It was a thoroughly entertaining.
I think I know what one you mean.
Action flick.
Yeah,
thoroughly entertaining action flick. It had. I tell you what, it had in it the bloke who played Captain America.
All right,
fair enough, yeah.
Yeah.
Steve, what's his face?
This is why I don't get a job on
nobody,
the film.
Nobody does half-assed, unresearched reviews quite like us.
He's called Chris, isn't he? He's called Chris. Chris, what's his face?
Chris Evans.
That's him, Chris Evans.
Of course, yeah. Yes, yeah.
Not that one. the other one. But yeah, so he was in it, and some other men were in it.
Dear, brilliant.
And the lady was in it as well.
Oh, I love ladies.
Oh, that's good.
She's when they're
has
in
has anybody
like,
watched anything that they like... can remember something about?
Actually, I think the lady in it was the one who played Uhura in the new Star Trek film.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So that wasn't as good. But, you know.
I'll be watching Series 4 of Dexter.
Ooh.
Oh.
With John Lithgow. Being brilliant. Being absolutely fantastic and scary.
He does bad well.
Yeah. So if you've not seen that, do so.
We started watching The Wire.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, that is very good.
It is very good.
As, you know, everyone has been saying for the past years. Fucking years, but we finally got around to it.
Didn't look that good to me.
No, don't explain that.
That is good. Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. But yeah, so we've got a few episodes into that, and it is
very good. Do you think I'd enjoy it? Because I just don't... The things I've heard about it make me suspect that it's probably good, but not to my taste.
I don't really know why you wouldn't. No, I thought you liked sort of, you know, crimey, serial drama.
Has it got boobies in it?
Yes, there's been boobies in it.
I'll give it a watch then.
Yeah.
Does it have unfeasible pathologists and forensic scientists?
No. No, it does miss out on that. And the police don't have magic swipey round in the air screens or anything either.
I'll stick with NCIS then.
Yeah.
I like NCIS. Because NCIS has Ian McKellen in it, you see. So. Not Ian McKellen.
Really?
Hello! I'm Ian McKellen. That's my Ian McKellen. Yeah.
That's what I get. You can always tell the quality of an impression if the character you're doing has to introduce themselves in the first sentence.
Hello, I'm Gandalf. Yeah. Gandalf the Grey. It doesn't have him at all. It's got the bloke from The Men from U.N.C.L.E. in it.
David McCallum.
David McCallum. Yeah.
So, all right.
Yeah, it's great.
So is he all, hello, I'm David McCallum.
Yeah, that's him. Occasionally they will just they'll stop all the action for no reason and then give David McCallum a like a 5-minute monologue because he sounds good. This reminds me when I was a child in England. It was a summer's day, you know. It kind of goes on like that. So yes, there we go.
Was that the one I saw an episode of with you where they, you know, they managed to solve it by the frankly really outlandishly fucking lucky turn up that the money was radioactive and the people that had held it up happened to be using a gun that was only sold in one shop in America.
That was a British gun, that one.
A British gun that only sold in one place. And you think, you'd have been absolutely fucked if someone had just stolen normal money with a regular gun you could buy from a gun shop anywhere.
I think that was a season 2 episode. I think it's been going for like 10 years now, as a series. And we're now into sort of series 12 or something. Something ridiculous. And I was watching that the other day, and they had an episode where there was an antique gun that they found, which led them to the criminal.
That's so lucky.
Yeah. It's a thing. So the lesson there is just hold people up with commodity firearms.
But yeah, if you watch it, if you don't watch it, it's a very silly program, and it's got its tongue firmly in its cheek.
Yeah.
It's not particularly serious. It's not like CSI, which considers itself to be sort of serious.
Nah.
The NCIS is very much the on the comedy end of the cop drama.
Sorry, I've just got a flashback to an episode of Lovejoy when you mentioned antique firearms.
I loved Lovejoy.
I've now got the Lovejoy theme tune going through my head, which is no bad thing, actually. Yeah.
Do you want me to make a confession? That's why Dilly's called Dill, because of Lovejoy. After Tinkerdill.
Good old Dudley Sutton, still alive, of course. And
why wasn't he anyone's favourite old person? Eh?
He's our favourite old person.
Yeah,
we've not even asked each other what our favourite old person is.
Dudley Sutton.
Yeah, mine's Dudley Sutton as well.
Dudley Sutton. What's yours, mate?
Peter O'Toole.
Swag.
You fucking spoilt it.
Actually, mine was going to be Tom Baker.
Dudley Sutton. I'm entertaining myself in the corner. Just carry on without me.
Fucking hell.
I'd say a big hello to Andrew Ledra, who of course came and guested on our show. And he's been quite poorly recently. He's had to have his heart looked at and had open heart surgery. And he nearly died. But anyways, he's all better now and he'll be in the Edinburgh Festival.
Get well soon.
Bye-bye. Yes.
Well soon.
Why don't I just say bye-bye?
Yeah.
You knobs.
Yeah.
Bye-bye!
Oh, I think Martin's angling for a burger pretty quick.
Oh, my God. I wasn't saying bye-bye to you, Andrew. Honestly, I wasn't suggesting you should go and die.
It just gets better.
That's two people you've told qualify. They should die today.
I'm just laughing out a tweet. I don't normally read normal tweets out, but Michael Legg, who we would regard as a friend of this podcast, says that, hope this doesn't sound sexist, but in this weather, the homeless look beautiful. Bertha, lovely Bertha, what a tit.
Yeah.
Awful was Bertha, you know, complete diva. Oh, I'm going to make anything. Yeah. Well, no, not today. Not today. I'm not going to make anything. I'm just going to sit in my dressing room and just play Angry Birds.
God. All the time. I hate people like that.
Demanded an extra grand a week just for, you know, cogs.
Shocking.
Terrible business.
Do you know what they're talking about?
No,
me neither.
I remember when she was just turning out little wooden ducks to sell on the market.
Yeah.
Into full of herself then.
I understand the reference to Bertha. I just don't know why they're talking about it.
Fair enough.
Moving on.
Yeah.
I had the misfortune to have to go into the shop B&M Bargains in Halifax.
Ah.
I've never been in the Halifax
one. It's like all bum bargains.
Yeah.
I thought you were quite fond of bum bargains.
Oh, well, I like the Sobey Bridge one.
That's the Halifax one's just not up to standard, is it?
It's just not. You get a worse class of alcoholic going in the Halifax one. Yeah. Every single time I've had to go into the Halifax one, there's always, about 5 yards from the door, an empty bottle of their cheap white cider. And it just always looks as if someone's gone, bought it, and it's taken them that long to drop 20 seconds to chug it down and then throw it away. Because that's a nice image I always get.
They could have just walked in, picked it up, and been drinking it whilst they were browsing. Put the empty bottle down, and then fucked off.
Good on them, I say. Good on them. Mm. So, what have I been watching this week?
What have you been watching this week?
I've been watching comedy cut things from Channel 4.
All right,
like 2001.
I was going to say, are they actually on now, or have you got them on some sort of catch-up?
I was watching them on Love Film. I was watching a sitcom pilot done by Mitchell and Webb.
Oh, right, yes.
Which basically has the characters that they then took on to be in Peep Show.
Oh, yeah.
Even Olivia Colman's in it, and that was awful as well.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say it was great.
Yeah.
So you're watching shows that never made it past the pilot and expected them to be great.
No. Oh, a Bond film out this year.
Hey, when is it due?
I think it's October, isn't it?
That's ages away. Why isn't it due sooner than that?
Because we've got other things to watch in the meantime.
Yeah, I didn't really want to be sooner because we're quite busy, really, so I'd only miss it.
They're currently building us a cinema in Halifax just to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then they're going to knock it down when it's finished.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just the Halifax Bond cinema.
Just as you're walking out the door, boom.
Yep. Actually, you'd have to dive out the door and have it explode behind you.
Yeah.
Ah, fantastic.
Oh, that's going to be a brilliant thing. to go to the new cinema complex, which also has a new Weatherspoon.
Yeah, I know, it's just...
Wow.
We think we should make a regular Wednesday do with it. Cheapy cinema and cheapy beer.
I reckon that's a do thing. Yeah, it'll be great with that. And those of you who don't live in Halifax and wonder why we're so delighted about that, the last cinema we had closed in the 90s, I think it was.
No, it was into the 2000s, because it was still open once I'd moved up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so the last... I'm glad you're so enthusiastic.
Yeah, sorry, I just got all dozy there. Yeah. But no, because I remember I went to see The Mummy Returns there with you shortly after I'd moved up.
Wow.
So it was at least open into early 2001.
Oh, well, there you go. So I made it. But yeah, it was been a while since it closed.
Was that after it had started to smell?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it had. Yeah. It was smelly then.
People leaked a bit.
Yeah.
When it's raining.
People used to use the little side entrances or exits as loos. And they never really sort of swirled them out. So at the end of every film, the doors would open and woof! Smell of piss would just...
Yeah.
Yeah. Surround piss.
But, you know...
Sense your armour.
I was if we can recreate that in the new one.
Yeah, I'm just going to piss myself and sit there. Put a plastic bag over me, like...
You just reminded me of a couple of weeks back when on the first one of the recordings that I missed when I was up in Scotland. went to stay with a just... weird old eccentric up in Orkney. Just by chance. this guy's in his 80s, used to be a theatre manager. And just sort of a lovely old queen who drinks scotch for breakfast and then carries on throughout the day.
Oh, I'd like to be like that.
But I was really pleased to see that he gets the Telegraph, which is the same paper I read, but he gets it for different reasons, because he does the puzzles in the front.
Yeah.
And the business and sports section he just uses to sit on, because he really can't be bothered going to the toilet past about midday.
Oh, that's amazing. Just to have reached that stage in life, I mean, you're not bothered about doing that.
Yeah, our friend Tom was pointing out to him, because he had to go to this opening of the theatre on Hoy, that he'd sort of been instrumental in getting up and running. Yeah. He said, "I hope you're going to put some clean trousers on." And he was like, "Well, people won't know, they know me." Saying, but, you know, it's just not right, and there'll be women there. He's like, "Well, no bloody women."
Oh, my
picky,
God.
Picky people.
Yeah, that's a bit...
But he was lovely, and he was very hospitable, and lovely old bloke.
Oh, that's nice. I'm glad those people still exist. It would be awful if all the eccentrics in the world disappeared.
Yeah, if all your pissy old men.
Yeah.
I've had some great conversations with pissy old men. Mm. They often make the best chatters. Because they were born...
they don't get up and wander off. Other people.
And they know how to chat, because they didn't have the internet back then.
In fairness, I think the not having the internet also applies to non-pissy old men as well.
Yeah. There are a few and far between, though, these days, I tell you.
What, non-pissy old men?
Yeah, I mean, I get on a bus in Halifax on a night when I'm going home. Not when I'm personally going home, but it's not me pissing myself, and it's usually an old man.
Yeah.
But usually I get on the bus just as the afternoon drinkers are going home. There's a distinct shift system in Halifax.
Yeah.
You get your early drinkers who they start drinking about noon, and they get very, very drunk, and then they sort of stagger off about 5 o'clock. And then you get your sort of rest of your drinkers who can afford to be out a bit longer, so they've gone home for some tea, perhaps, and then they come back out, and then you can see them going back at about maybe 8 to 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then you get young people who go home at about 11. So it's...
Yeah.
It's always keeping those pubs manned at all times.
The cheap pubs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't forget that the afternoon drinkers, most of them are actually just drinking to stay away from their wives.
Yeah.
They're going home for tea, and then their wives are going out to bingo, so it's safe for them to stay in.
Wow. God.
Tweeted or texted, but I don't think I mentioned it on a podcast, the guy who I was in total admiration of in Wetherspoons a few weeks back. a few months back now.
Yeah.
Whereby I had gone in for a coffee about half nine.
Yeah.
And whilst I was halfway through my second latte whilst doing the crossword, and this guy was ordering his third pint of 7.5% cider.
Wow.
And it wasn't even half ten.
The whole new world. Yeah, I think that would be great. I often...
It's coming, the new... We need a new Wetherspoons. Yeah. What are they going to do? Do they alternate day to day, or...?
I don't know. I think that's... Yeah, I think they'll just have to have pissed up, pissy men Wetherspoons, and then pissed up, not pissy men Wetherspoons. Mm. Maybe they'll have a ladies' section where they can piss themselves. I don't know. But I've always wanted to try that. I've never really tried...
Pissing yourself?
No.
Give it a go now. You sat down.
You probably did when you were younger. You just don't remember.
Oh, I once did it on purpose when I was at school, but I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that story in a sec.
Getting out of an A level.
But I also wanted to like the idea of wake up in the morning and just starting drinking then, and then stopping drinking at bedtime, and maybe try and do it for a week, a bit like the Supersizers thing did, and seeing whether I was still alive at the end of it.
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
But yeah, when I was at school...
Was that when you were training to be a teacher?
Yeah. Yeah, back when I was... I must have been in single figures, about four or five, really. And there was this kid at school, and he used to get all the attention because he had a bladder problem, and he would just tend to sit down and just piss himself.
And I always wondered all that much attention. It looked great. And whenever he pissed himself, all his clothes got taken away and he's cleaned. And he got to sit around in his pants. And
weren't his pants pissing?
I can see why this was an aspiration for you.
Well, his mum would give him some more, you see, to go.
Did he want the attention on more pants?
She'd give him spare pants, but she wouldn't bother packing him any spare trousers.
No. But he gets to sit in the room with a tumble dryer and do puzzles and things and just play and didn't have to bother doing normal lessons like everybody else. So I thought, well, that's a really good idea to get out of doing boring lessons. So one afternoon we were taken to this classroom and we were all supposed to be standing up and having a sing song as they used to do back in the 70s.
Mm. Yeah.
And we're all singing away and I thought, I'm bored of this. I'm just going to piss myself and see what happens. So I just pissed myself and I got leathered. They went, you dirty little bastard, beat the hell out of me. And I got to sit in the room with the tumble dryers, but no puzzles for me.
Oh.
No.
Well, that's probably right, because, I mean, if you'd have got away with it, then there could have been an epidemic.
Yeah.
Entire class full.
It'd have just been a tidal wave of child piss.
Stood in the room with the tumble dryers, playing with Lego.
Then again, I might have taken it into adult life. I'm going to work on board.
Yeah.
Martin, we don't have a room with tumble dryers here.
Well, you should.
I joined the civil service so I could piss myself.
Well, as we've reached a point where all of us are now desperate to go to the loo, I will make a vague attempt to try and be first there by saying from us for this fortnight, the gentleman's review is saying...
Bye-bye!
That was the Gentleman's Review podcast, presented by Martin Wolfenden, Andrew Wilson, Tom Stringfellow, and Lisa Goddard. It was a TGR Media production for the internet. For more information about this podcast, go to www.thegentlemansreview.com.